Hello, everybody, and welcome to the call. This is Pragito Dove, and I want to thank all of you, first of all, for taking the time to make this very important call important to you as well, because I'm going to be giving a lot of very wonderful information during this call. We're also going to be having a lot of fun. That's going to help you find the peace and happiness that everybody wants, and the love, and the wealth, and everything, and find anxiety relief. That's our theme. And I know that there's a lot of you in different time zones, so I'm talking both to all of you who are live on the call, which is absolutely wonderful, but also to all of those of you who are going to be listening to the recording. And I love you, and I'm thrilled we have this time together, so let's get started. Laughter meditation techniques for anxiety relief, peace, and happiness. So I'm going to talk about how we can get that, about the benefits of laughter and of meditation. I'm going to talk about the law of attraction, because I get a lot of questions about that, and the laughter meditation is really the best meditation that I know of for helping us to implement the law of attraction. We'll also be doing a short laughter meditation so that those of you who have not done it before can have a taste of that. And then I'll take some questions, and I have a special bonus offer for you at the end of the call. So stay on the line, because there are lots of good things in store. So anxiety, that takes on many forms, and it's very important to recognize it. And when I talk about anxiety, I include worry and fear, as they're all really degrees of the same problem. So, for example, some people overeat, some people undereat, some people can't sleep. Others are sort of over-functioning workaholics, and other people are under-functioning couch potatoes. Because, you know, fear can have a kind of paralyzing effect on us, where we can't seem to put one foot in front of the other, and or we go into kind of hyper mode. But either way, it's kind of paralyzing us, and it's stopping us from actually having our dreams come true. Some people, of course, are more extreme. They take all kinds of different pills and substances. And then another form it can take is blaming others, distancing ourselves from people, and another extreme form might be panic attacks. Now, often this can start in childhood. I know all the fear that I have experienced, it started in my childhood because I was absolutely terrified of my mother. She was much later on in her life, she was diagnosed as psychotic, but none of us knew that at the time. I just found her terrifying. So when I say these techniques work, and particularly the laughter meditation, this is from my own personal experience, because if I hadn't done hours and hours of laughter meditation and all the other expressive meditations I teach, I wouldn't be here today talking to you. So what happens in childhood then, this fear gets buried because we don't know how to deal with it and we don't want to deal with it. So it just gets buried, and then when we become adults, you know, maybe our life is just fine on the surface. Everything is great. You know, we might be happily married with kids and we have great jobs and everything, but we have this irrational fear, and we can't sleep, or we overeat, or one of these symptoms starts to manifest itself. So what can we do about that? How can we heal that? How can we free ourselves from this debilitating fear so that we can be happy and fulfilled and have the love, peace, and happiness and the wealth that we deserve? Well, this is where meditation comes in, because meditation helps us to become more self-aware. Meditation actually is awareness. And the two most powerful energies that heal fear are love and laughter. And, you know, sometimes I think that laughter is love. And you can tell me what you think when we have the Q&A at the end of the call, but I just feel when we all laugh together, which we're going to be doing a little bit later on, our hearts open, and there's this incredible love that we share as we laugh together. So it's like a double benefit. As we start our study of laughter meditation and our practice, of course, you're going to discover that there are many dimensions of benefits for laughter and for meditation. And I'm going to talk about each of those. Now, the funny thing is that sometimes people, they can't get into meditation. They start it, they don't get anywhere, and they say they can't do it, or they give up very quickly because they don't get the instant peace that they're looking for. So what happens when we close our eyes and go inside? Why don't we want to stay in there? Well, perhaps it's because we don't like what we find. The insanity of the mind, the fears and the anxieties, there they are. Then there might be all kinds of uncomfortable emotions. Of course, it's fine if we're totally happy and filled with joy. It's the uncomfortable emotions like pain or jealousy, anger, despair, hopelessness, that we don't know how to deal with them, and we don't like them, so we don't really want to go in there and see what's going on. So that's why we keep ourselves occupied with all kinds of busyness and decide to ignore them, perhaps hoping they'll go away, which they don't. They just stay there, and in fact, if we ignore them, they get worse because they get pushed down into our subconscious where they can wreak even more havoc. But as you study meditation, and I particularly recommend the laughter meditation, then what happens is you start to access your joy and your happiness, and joy and happiness are our essential nature. They're already there. Every child is born full of joy, full of laughter, full of happiness, and with inner peace, inner wisdom, inner silence, inner stillness. Every single child is born with that. Every single one of us was born with that. So what happens? It's just that we lose our connection to it. All those wonderful qualities have become buried underneath all the stress and the tension and the fear and the busyness that we keep ourselves in. But the good news is they're still there. They're just like down in the basement, if you like. Yeah? And so as we gather our courage and our laughter to start our laughter meditation adventure, what we find is, and this is one of the most important things that you get from your study of meditation, is that there's a vast difference between true fear and the kaleidoscope of anxieties that choke so many people today. Now, true fear is a survival signal that sounds in the presence of danger. So if there's a tiger in your backyard, you want to be scared and get out of there. I mean, that's absolutely right, yes? But we don't get that very often, at least not around where I live. But what we do get is all these anxieties in the mind. The Pulitzer Prize winning writer Ernest Becker, he describes humans as hyper anxious animals who constantly invent reasons for anxiety even when there are none. So this is the unwarranted fear that has assumed a power over us that it holds over no other creature on earth. And unlike true fear, where you've got the tiger in your backyard, unwarranted fear is rarely logical. And what the practice of meditation gives you, this is a really important point here, it can help you tell the difference between the two. That's what's happened to me, and that's what happens to all my students that study with me, is you start to understand what is the unwarranted fear that the mind is manufacturing, which is usually about things that are in the future. Mark Twain has a wonderful saying about that. He said, He said, 99% of my fears never happened. That's because we're always worrying about something in the future. And it usually never happens. Extremely rare that it does. So those are the fears that we need the meditation practice for, to help us to erase them from the mind so that we can live in peace, have some peace, yes, and some happiness and some joy. So it works in two ways, really. One thing is through the awareness practice of understanding what is true fear and what is fear manufactured by the mind. And then we access our natural laughter and joy and happiness by practicing the laughter meditation. And we also then get access to our courage and our creativity and our trust and more love and all these wonderful things. Because, you know, the truth is you cannot laugh and be worried at the same time. It's just not possible. And fear simply dissolves in the face of happiness, in the face of joy, in the face of laughter. It just disappears. It's not there because they cannot coexist. So when you make a deliberate practice of laughter meditation, you can really help in a very powerful way to heal all these fears so that you can move from the mind where fear and suspicion and anxiety live and greed lives there too. So it's moving to the heart where we find courage and trust and love and compassion and humor and creativity. And it's not that we want to erase the mind. We need our mind. But we don't want to be ruled by irrational fears that the mind conjures up. We want to learn to be very alert and vigilant of what is real and what is not real, what is fabrication. Because the truth is, we don't really know the future, so we can assume it's going to be terrible and, you know, nothing in our life is going to work out the way we want. Or why not assume the positive? Why not have a positive outlook on the future? And then the other piece is that meditation helps you with is to learn to be in the present moment. And that's another very powerful benefit of meditation, is that it helps us to stay in the present moment. And there's no fear in the present moment, only unless you have a tiger in your backyard. Then there's fear in the present moment. But otherwise, it's usually fabricated by the mind running off into the future, making things up that it really doesn't know if going to happen or not. And usually they don't. So when we learn this practice of being in the present moment, that is another powerful ally to healing fear and inviting more happiness and joy and laughter into our lives. And that, in turn, triggers the law of attraction, which I'm going to be talking to you about in a minute. So laughter meditation has two stages. The first stage, we just laugh. The second stage, we sit in silence. So what are the benefits of laughter? Laughter has a tremendous, first of all, benefit for our health. Physiologically, because laughter is a good natural tranquilizer. It stimulates the brain to produce hormones which trigger the release of endorphins. And endorphins have been described as a natural Valium and foster a sense of relaxation and well-being. And they enhance blood flow and can speed healing, reduce inflammation, and stimulate alertness. So right there, we have physiological benefits. And in any case, I think we all just know, when you have a good laugh, you just feel better. Yes? Laughter enhances our creativity And I can personally vouch for that. I mean, I have so many great ideas after doing the laughter meditation, and it helps release all those old unconscious patterns and helps us relax our body and mind so that our inner wisdom can come forward for expression. And it's creativity that makes money. Because creativity is ideas. Ideas that somebody else hasn't had yet. And you're the first with the idea. So you're the one who can, you know, you can write a book or you can create a program or whatever it is and make the money. Yes? So creativity is a wonderful thing, is a wonderful benefit. Laughter is also rejuvenating and regenerating and keeps us young. You know, people who laugh a lot, some people, you know, we all get wrinkles on our faces and so on as we age. But a person who laughs a lot, they have this sparkle in their eye, and they have like, their energy is young, so they don't seem old. They have young spirit, and that's what laughter brings. Laughter is sexy. Now think about this. It's a very attractive energy vibration, and it helps bring people to you. So it's very, very good for relationships. It enhances all relationships. If you can have a good laugh with somebody, especially, you know, with your kids or your mother-in-law or your boss, then this creates a kind of common denominator where nobody is better than anybody else or in a higher or lower rank than anybody else. We're all just on the same plane. And that does a tremendous amount for enhancing all relationships. It does also help laughter with anybody who's sexually blocked because it opens up the energetic channels. And a lot of people use it in relationship counseling, laughter meditation, to improve their relating. Laughter opens the heart. It helps us receive more love and give more love and opens us up to our intuitive wisdom from the heart, to compassion, to courage, to trust, and of course to creativity. Now, when it comes to the mind, what happens is that laughter helps to heal the worry and the tension and the fear, and can bring us from worry to humor, from tension to relaxation, from fear to trust, from timidity to courage. In other words, from the mind to the heart, because you can't think and laugh at the same time. And so as soon as you burst out laughing, you brought down to your heart. And that is the place that you want to be, and that's the place where you want to live from, so that your heart is the master and your mind is the servant of the heart. And laughter, therefore, gives you glimpses, as you start practicing, glimpses of freedom from the mind, so that you're not so ruled by it, but you can get some peace, yes, and not have this constant barrage going on from the mind. Now, what about the benefits of meditation? There have been a lot of studies that show that laughter and meditation, it's interesting because studies are showing the same results for both of them. They boost the immune system, lowers cholesterol and blood pressure, and it's good for digestion too. And meditation techniques help reduce anxiety and depression because they allow you to tap directly into your own source of natural well-being, which we all have inside of us, the wisdom of our bodies, the wisdom of our hearts, and our higher self or our soul or our spirit, whichever word you like to use, the wise part of us is there. So what it's doing is it's teaching us to listen to those parts so that we create a space so we can hear those wisest parts of ourselves, and we're not at the mercy of the mind, which can get very loud and bossy, because the mind thinks it knows everything about everything, and it knows about a certain amount of things, but it doesn't know anything about meditation. It doesn't know anything about love or laughter. It just thinks it does, so it's always got comments. But we learn when to use the mind. For example, if you want to book airline tickets, you use the mind. But if it's something with a relationship, then that's the heart. And then you learn to listen to your heart. Or if it's something going on with your body, you learn to listen to the body. So meditation, it also improves brain functioning. Science, there's studies to prove that, which improves our clarity of thinking and decision making, which is very important. And of course, it increases our happiness, our inner peace, and our joy. So there's a multitude of benefits to your studies and your practice of the laughter meditation, which is why I have my laughter meditation 101 teleclass program, which I'm going to be talking to you about at the end of the call, and telling you about the special gift, bonus offer that I'm going to offer all of you. Now let's talk a little bit about the law of attraction. The law of attraction states that like attracts like. Now one of the top questions that I get asked are, how can I attract more money, or how can I win the lottery? Okay, so what happens to you, to your energy vibrations when you say the word money? Because what happens to a lot of people is that when they say the word money, like I want more money, or how can I attract more money, that the word money actually can bring people's energy vibrations down. Because it can bring up a mental picture of money they don't have, or a reminder of debt, or brings up a fear of their financial future. Or it can bring up limiting beliefs or thoughts. So if people tell you it's possible to attract more money using the law of attraction, they are perhaps not understanding that the law of attraction does not respond to the words you use. For example, I want money. It responds to the way you feel, and this is a really important point. It responds to the way you feel about the words you use. So if you imagine, you know, being in line to buy a lottery ticket, and a person has thoughts like, I never win, and I waste money every week on this, I can't believe I do this, I never win, then your whole life energy vibration is going down, and your chances of winning are going down with it. The law of attraction responds to what you feel about what you say or think. So we have to be careful here. And here's a tip. What I suggest to people, and there's a lot more that you will learn in the laughter meditation programs, and this is just a like the tip of an iceberg of an amazing amount of important information and going even more deeply into the law of attraction, but I'm going to give you an important tip now. And what it is what I suggest is, don't use the word money. Don't just ask for money. But instead, think about, what do you want the money for? So let's say, as an example, you want it for a trip to Bermuda. Now, as soon as I start talking about a trip to Bermuda, we all start imagining, you know, sandy beach and palm trees and splashing in the water, maybe there's dolphins and nice dinners and relaxation and fun and play. And just from imagining that, for all of us, our energy vibration starts going up. And that's what you want. For the law of attraction, you want the feeling state, you want of your energy vibration to be going up, not down. And then what happens is, when you ask for a trip to Bermuda, is your conscious mind, which is like the business person part of you, already starting to try to figure out, okay, where do we get the money from? Because that part of you knows you need money to go on a trip to Bermuda. Well, I mean, there's all kinds of creative ways that you could get to Bermuda. You know, I mean, you could have mileage with your airline tickets. You could go online and find an amazing deal, which includes a hotel. I mean, there's all kinds of amazing things that can happen. So that is my tip. Visualize what you want with the money rather than just asking for money. Make sure that your energy vibration, that you're really excited about what you're visualizing, about what you want. And maybe get some pictures of Bermuda or whatever it is that you want. So that visually it reminds you and you get excited about it. And every time you see these pictures of the beach and the palm trees, your whole energy vibration goes up. That will help you attract to make it happen, however that's going to be. And soon we're going to do our laughter meditation so that we can all actually practice this. But the last thing I want to say, this is related into the law of attraction too, is what you learn from the laughter meditation is how to relax and really, really relax on a very, very deep level and receive. In this society, we are really taught in this culture, talking about the North American culture, but I think it's kind of prevalent through the whole of Western cultures, at least, is do, do, do. You know, go out there and take action and be very doing. Now, the interesting thing is, what you need if you want to have more love and happiness and abundance and wealth and so on, you need to be able to receive. You need to learn to cultivate the capacity to receive, or you will miss opportunities. You won't see them. And this is a very powerful benefit from laughter meditation, is learning, because before you can receive, you have to be very relaxed. So first of all, relaxing, and then out of that comes receiving. And through the laughter meditation, you learn how to relax on a very, very deep level. And what we do in the teleclass programs are called the once a month, and they're recorded, by the way, if you can't do them live. And then in between, we all practice. My students, they practice the laughter meditation. Now, it might just be for 30 seconds of laughter or 30 seconds of silence, or they might do 5 minutes of laughter or 5 minutes of silence. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you're keeping that thread of energy going, that you are staying in that same energy vibration of laughter meditation, because it grows. The more you laugh, the more you increase your capacity to laugh, the more your heart opens, the more you're in the positive vibration of the law of attraction. It's a win-win. And the more that you practice the laughter meditation in the silence part, the deeper your silence goes. So the more in touch you are with your inner peace, with your inner stillness, with your inner wisdom, that just grows and grows as well. So it's a very simple technique, but it has profound dimensions to it that I'm just scratching the surface here in this call. And all my students who complete the whole training, the Laughter Meditation 101, 202, and 303, they all can't wait to keep doing it again, and some of them take it again because there's still more layers, there's still more dimensions, deeper dimensions. And of course, they all start sharing because, you know, my vision is to reach millions of people worldwide with the Laughter Meditation. And so the more of you that start doing it and sharing it, even if it's just with friends, you don't have to be going out and teaching huge multitudes of people, because it's such a powerful technique that even when we just are doing it with a friend or two, there's a transmission of energy. Very powerful. All right, so I'm going to open up the line now. And let's do a short laughter meditation, because I know some of you have never done this before, so we're just going to do a very short one today, so you just get the experience of it and get the hang of it. So I'm going to open the lines up now. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Hello.
All right. Wonderful. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to start with shouting out Yahoo 3 times. So can you just give me a practice Yahoo?
Yahoo!
Yahoo!
Yahoo! Yahoo!
So we're going to do that 3 times, then we're going to burst out laughing. Now, I'm not a stand-up comedian, and I'm not going to be telling jokes. We're just going to laugh. That's it. There's no talking in English. There's no talking. There's just laughter. And if you find for some reason you can't laugh, then smile and just enjoy the energy, okay? And it's fine to fake it up a bit, too, because sometimes when you first start with this and you're not used to it, it's fine just to fake it up a bit with ha, 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 you know, fake it till you make it, and then the true laughter will come. So that's the first stage. Then you will hear a chime. And when you hear the chime, is the start of the second stage, which is sitting in silence. So we'll have about the same amount of time in silence as we have for the laughter. And then you will hear another chime, and that is the end of the meditation. And then we'll see how everyone's doing, and if you have any questions and so on. Is that clear?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Any questions? Everybody clear?
Yes.
Wonderful. Okay. Let's go. Yahoo!
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 Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Oh, all right. That was absolutely fantastic. So much laughter. We could have gone on for much longer, but I wanted to make sure that we have some time for some questions and for me to tell you about the very special bonus offer I'm going to make for you at the end of the call. So does anybody have any questions or anything they would like to share from anything I've said from laughter meditation?
Well, Perdita, this is Heidi from Spokane, Washington.
Hi, Heidi.
And hi. I have taken the 101, 102, or 202 and 303, and I'm in the process of that. And I have gained tremendous benefit from the laughter meditation. I've experienced an illness for 20 years and had chronic pain. And I think with doing this laughter meditation, one of the things that it's helped me with is just I have much a more positive perspective of things. I definitely get a sense of relief, and with doing the laughter first, it kind of decompresses just the stress of the pain and just, you know, and also just everyday living. And then by going in, by doing the laughter and then going into the meditation, I noticed that my body is able to relax at a much deeper level. And that's just been awesome. And also just, it has brought about much more aware of how I'm feeling at all times. You know, I can check in with myself throughout the day and I have a better awareness. So it's been an incredible experience for me. Life is just kind of, it's flowing much easier now.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that, Heidi. Heidi is one of my advanced students now, and so she's been doing her practice for quite some time, and I think it's amazing what's happened to you since when you started and where you are now, wouldn't you say, Heidi?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I have much more confidence, and I just feel better. I'm able to get out and do a lot more things that I was not able to just because of the pain and everything. So,
right,
yeah,
and you've even started to be asked to do some classes to share some laughter meditation, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Quite a few invitations for that, which has been wonderful, and it's, you know, created a community for me, and
yes.
I'm very excited to get out there and share this.
Yes, and thank you so much for sharing that, Heidi, because this is what happens when, you know, each one of us, and you might think, oh, it's just little old me, but it's amazing what can happen, as Heidi's illustrated with her story, and now she's getting invitations because people hear about it and they say, oh, would you come and do your laughter meditation with us? And Heidi's doing the program where we do laughter meditation 101 and then 202 and 303. And so she gets her laughter meditation coach certification, which is what you get when you do the whole program. And so that you can then go out into the world, as Heidi is doing, with the support of the Laughing Buddhas Network, which is, as you all know, I think you're all members of the Laughing Buddhas Network, and help spread the word and make some money and bring a lot of joy and happiness and share all the benefits, you know, that Heidi's been experiencing and will continue to experience, because the wonderful thing is there's always more, and that's what I find, too, myself. I mean, every time I do the laughter meditation, including just doing it again just now, I must have done it 2 million times. I don't know. I've lost count. I always love it, and it always makes me feel better, and there's just endless benefits. I'm actually wondering if, Eugene, are you on the call?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, great, because Eugene is another of my advanced students who's done, actually, you actually have repeated one of them.
Yes.
Again, haven't you, Eugene, because you love it so much and are getting so much benefit. So what would you like to tell everybody about your experiences?
Yeah, this is just this last one that I mentioned to you, the one in Pennsylvania. Now I've been doing this for about 2 years when I normally do it at home where I am now. This one time I was away, and I don't know if it was the setting, but there was like this beautiful sunset over this gorgeous forest. I was looking through this window, the large picture window, and it just felt like the best one I've ever done at that point. And about 15 minutes after the call was over, I called my friend, and when he spoke to me, he actually thought I was high as if I was on drugs, although I don't take, drink anything. And he's a drug and alcohol counselor, so he's one who knows about it.
Uh-huh.
And this happened about 2 months ago. And using self-hypnosis, I've actually been able to anchor this experience so I could always reproduce it whenever I want it.
Amazing.
So
amazing.
That's one thing that I also mentioned to you another time when I had this terrible chest congestion, and then after the meditation, it just totally cleared it up.
That's right. I remember you were on one of the calls, and you started the call all stuffed up with the chest, all chesty, and then it the laughter meditation, and it just cleared it right out of the way, didn't it? I remember that. That was amazing.
No pills, no side effects. Side effects, let's put it that way.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing that, Eugene.
You're very welcome.
Because, you know, I think it's great for people who are new to laughter meditation to hear from some of you who've been practicing and getting these amazing benefits. Now, do any of you who are live on the call right now have any questions or anything you would like to share? Are you all enlightened already? I think everybody's enlightened. But did you enjoy the laughter meditation?
Very much.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And just know that that is just the beginning. There's just so much more to come.
Pragita, this is Susanna. If I may ask you a question.
Yes, yes.
How is the program actually organized?
The program is organized. Thank you for asking, Susanna. Start with Laughter Meditation 101, and that starts on the 13th of September, Tuesday the 13th of September, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. And it's a one-hour call, somewhat similar to this call today, in that the first part of the call I talk on one of the dimensions of laughter and meditation. So, for example, I might talk about relaxation and the benefits for the physical body, because as I said, there's a lot more than what I've shared today. I talk about relationships. I talk a lot more about the law of attraction and so on. So there's a theme.
Yes.
Then we always do the laughter meditation as we did today. Mm-hmm. Then we have questions and sharing to see how people are doing, because that's always fun to hear how, you know, people's questions. And in fact, in one of our groups, one woman said she had a confession to make because she hadn't actually done any laughter meditation. So that, of course, just made everybody laugh. So we have a laughter confessions section now of the call. And we have the call once a month. It's 1 hour a month.
Uh-huh.
All the calls are recorded. So if you can't make it live, you can listen to the recording, and you can listen to the recording, obviously, multiple times if you want to download it to your computer and so on. So Laughter Meditation 101 is a six-month program. So there's six calls. Then Laughter Meditation 202 continues right on from that with the same formatting. We go deeper into the themes in the second one. And then Laughter Meditation 303 continues after that. And that one is we start talking, well, we always do the laughter meditation. We always do Q&A, and we go deeper into not just the themes in 303, but into, we've been talking about leadership and finding how to lead ourselves and the qualities of leadership so that we can start to share with others. And that doesn't mean, as I say, you have to go out and be sharing with a crowd of a million people. It could just be with your friends or with your family. That is wonderful. And so that is the format of it. And the cost is $199 for Loved Meditation 101. It's $199 if you take each one of them separately.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you sign up for all three at the beginning, you save $100. So the cost to sign up for all three is $497. That's with the $100 saving. And I encourage you, if you, you know, I really encourage you to sign up for all three, because most people end up signing up for all three and then they don't get the discount because they didn't sign up at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And I've created a special page for all of you on this call. You might want to write this down. It's my website address, www.discovermeditation.com. /laughter bonus. And what I have done is I've created a special bonus for all of you who sign up by midnight Pacific time this Thursday, September the 1st. And this is what the special bonus is. If you sign up for Laughter Meditation 101, you get a free e-version of my latest book, Laughter, Tears, Silence, Expressive Meditations to Calm Your Mind and Open Your Heart. And it is, I don't strictly enforce the requirement, but it is very important that you have a copy of my book for the trainings, because there's just so much information in there too, which is very helpful. And there's also a lot of other meditation techniques which I sometimes refer to during the Laughter Meditation Teleclass program, because I also go a lot into what meditation is and what it is not, and really help you with your meditation practice in general. So that's if you sign up for Laughter Meditation 101, you get the free e-version of my book. If you sign up for the whole package, 101, 202, and 303, you get the free e-version of my book, and in addition, you get a free CD of your choice as a digital download, okay? And what you will do is, if you go to that page that I've just given you the name of, I'll say it again, it's discovermeditation.com/laughter bonus, and it's all explained there for you on the page. So if you get the whole package, you, in addition, of course, you get the $100 discount on paying for the whole package up front, and you will get your certification at the end in the support of the Laughing Buddhas Network. Of course, you can also just sign up for 101 and then sign up for the others as you go. That's also a possibility. I'm just trying to save you that $100 here if you think you might, you know, end up doing the whole thing. Because most people do.
Yes.
So is that clear, Susanna, or do you have any
thank
more?
You, thank you. Very clear. That was what I was looking for to hear.
Great.
Thank you.
Does anybody else have any questions?
Yeah, Pragita, it's Chris in Australia.
Yes.
The times when you'll be doing those teleconferences, what's likely to be the time?
The time is always the same. It's always this time.
Oh, that's good. That suits fine. Mm.
Yes, because I was very happy when you said you were having breakfast. See, that's perfect. Because I know I had I have one of our Laughing Buddhas was interested in she lives in Denmark in Europe, and she said it would be 3 o'clock in the morning for her. So I don't know. She wasn't up for laughing at 3 o'clock in the morning. But I do want to say a word. Thank you for speaking up, Chris, about that, about time zones. And this is for people who are in a different time zone, like Europe, or maybe in a different Australian time zone, or in the far east. That I have had people very successfully complete the course without actually being able to make the calls live because of the time zone problem. And you can always email me, you know, with questions, which I can read out for you on the live call, so that you get your questions answered and we can all say hello to you and so on. So this is for everybody listening who's in a very difficult time zone. It really can work, and we really want to make it work for you, because we want laughter meditation all over the world, and laughing Buddhas all over the world. And I'm delighted, Chris, that this works for you, because I know you had emailed me a few months ago, and you do such wonderful work, and I think this would be such a great addition to your work. And of course, it's good for us, but imagine the people that we can share it with. So,
absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm very happy that it's a good time for you as it works out.
Good.
We're fortunate there. Does anybody else have any questions or anything they want to share? Everyone happy and filled with inner peace and joy?
Mm-hmm.
We can all go on laughing after we hang up the phone.
Thanks so much, Pagita. I've really enjoyed it.
Well, you're very, very welcome, Chris. This is my great joy, is to share what has helped heal me. And I had no idea when I started this. I was just started all these meditations to heal myself, and I had no idea that I would end up writing books and, you know, sharing it with so many, because, you know, as we share, it grows. So it keeps growing in me. And as, you know, Heidi and Eugene were saying, and all my students and all of you listening too, the more you do the laughter meditation, it grows in you and it spreads, because it's so infectious and it has its own transmission. So, you know, as Heidi said, she's getting requests, people just appearing out of nowhere asking her. So it becomes effortless. And that's what happens in your life too, as you start to manifest all the things that you want. It's a great blessing and something we can share. We can do not just for ourselves, although of course it's important that we do it for ourselves, but so that we can share it with others. So are we ready to end our call? Yes?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We're just about perfect. Actually, it's perfect time. We're just about coming up to the hour, which is the time we have to sign off. So I want to thank all of you again so much for taking the time to be on the call, because I know that life, I mean, there's just so many things in our lives that want to get our attention, and to give this whole hour to laughter meditation is just amazing, and I appreciate it very much. And also to all of you who will be listening to the recording, I appreciate you taking the time, because this is so needed in the world. And this is our contribution, and I think, you know, together we can just really grow this and really do a lot of good to heal the planet, or heal ourselves and heal the planet. So I really appreciate you all very much, and I love you, and I look forward to hearing from you all and having you on the Laughter Meditation program starting on September the 13th. So let me give you that page just one more time. The website is discovermeditation.com/laughterbonus. That's still midnight on Thursday Pacific time. Your special bonus is for signing up early. All right, everybody. Well, thank you so much, and good night. And
thank you.
Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.